Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Tiny Shutter Podcast. And dare I say, I would like to be the first to say, we are the number one iPhone photography podcast out there.
Yes!
Booyah!
Wait.
Yay.
How many are there?
Well, it's just us. But
oh, okay.
That makes us number one by default. And you know what?
Woo-hoo.
I'll take it. we are getting pretty close to episode 100. And that's pretty exciting. And Joe and I wanted to extend the offer to bring in other iPhone photography podcasts to kind of come in. You know, as we make the countdown to episode 100, we were, you know, we looked out there to see who else was out there and maybe, you know, offer him an invite and, you know, we'll do crazy episodes up until episode 100. And then we realized that there really wasn't anybody out there.
There might be one.
There maybe, but,
maybe.
So if you in the audience, happen to be an iPhone photography podcast or even a smartphone photography podcast for that matter, give us a holler because we can't find you. So there you go. Exciting week for iPhone stuff. What have you guys been photographing? How about you, Matt? Oh, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. I'm Mark Sadowski.
Oh, I'm Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Herrera.
There we go. We got that out of the way. Matt, what have you been doing for iPhone photography-ing?
Not much. I photographed a burned-out school bus.
Oh, I saw that. That was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Why did you burn it?
Well, I don't know, man. I was bored at work.
That'll happen. That'll happen.
Was it a accidental burnt school bus, or was it on
purpose? Well, that's what he told the police.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't really know any details about it.
Oh, okay.
That's what my lawyer told me to say.
That's good advice. That's good advice. Way to go. We were testing you.
I don't know. My wife was out of town this week, so basically I was kind of being single dad all week, so not a lot of iPhone photography this week.
Yeah. I hear you. How about you, Joe?
Well, I kind of – work's been busy, so it I haven't really sat down to do a whole lot. Other than birthday parties, we had went to a birthday party today. And it was a princess birthday party. So my daughter dressed up as Belle, Disney Belle. And then son
thought it was
an
actual Belle.
My son was a dragon. He had a dragon costume. So I took some pictures of that and got some video. I also, our Bradford pears, the trees have started to bloom. Down here in the South. And
lucky bastard.
Yeah. And so we half the people are like, man, that's nice. The other are cursing it because they're allergic. I took some shots of that, and I'm kind of getting some of those spring shots now. But that's pretty much it.
Awesome. I can't wait till it starts blooming up here.
Yeah, I think we got, what, like 3 months to go?
If we're lucky.
The weather over here has been crazy because we had like 70s, and then this morning it was 26 degrees, and we had but with the swing with the swing in temperatures, it's been causing these like massive wind storms.
Yeah.
Oh, drive me nuts.
Yeah, we had that hit us yesterday. I don't know if it was windy for you, Matt, because you're a little bit further north than I am. And it was crazy windy.
Yeah, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was insanely windy, and the wind was like the coldest wind I've ever felt in my entire life.
Yeah, it was. It's like being on top of a mountain. That's how bad it was. Yeah, somebody upstairs is an Android user.
Yeah.
send your hate mail too. Anyway, let's dig into some news.
News team, assemble!
So, iOS 7.1 hit the stands, and by hit the stands, I mean your phone. And overall, it's, a little bit graphic stuff that they did. They made some adjustments. What do you guys think of it overall so far?
I don't really even notice the changes.
The only changes I really noticed was when somebody's making a phone call. The buttons are a little bit different.
They're smaller. It's like they're wanting you to miss it.
Yeah. Which, in the long run, is probably not a bad thing.
I don't understand why they made the picture of the person, like, so tiny.
Yeah. It's a Johnny Ives thing. I do know that the one big change is that with Siri, you can hold down the button and basically you could pause when you're dictating to Siri and she'll wait before she screws up your speech.
Yes. I was sending my wife a text message, so I said, heck, I'll try Siri. And so I started dictating, and when I said period and then started to do the second sentence, it goes, do you want me to send it? I'm like, no. It's like, why don't you let me finish? And then it was like, do you want to finish it? And then it didn't give me an option to where I can click or say, yes, I want to finish it.
Yeah, so if you hold down the button, she'll let you finish. And then she'll butcher everything.
Yeah.
So you can be patient while she ticks you off. I had one Siri a couple days ago, and I didn't screenshot this because I was in rage, where she literally did not get any words correct. I'm like, oh, crap. Come on, Siri.
So it was all underlined blue?
No, it wasn't even underlined blue. She just did not understand the words that came out of my mouth. And I don't even know why I still do this anymore.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Well, I mean, when I'm driving, I don't – it's the only thing I have.
Yeah, I never think to use it. Like, your frustration with it boggles my mind.
Apparently, I'm the only one because – no one else seems to be having problems with Siri. I think that's a whole other set of road rage in my estimation, but oh well. just me. Siri has it in for me. Whatever. She could go cry to Apple. I don't care. The other new feature is for iPhone 5S users only. Your camera app, your native camera app, will now have HDR Auto, which basically is automatically taking HDR photos. It basically, from what I gather, and I could be wrong, if the camera determines that an HDR would be better than a regular photo, it will take the HDR photo instead.
So what is it going to do? Are they going to start putting in their automatic hashtags and titles?
No, not yet. I don't think Apple believes in hashtags, but I'm just waiting for it to just basically eliminate the shutter button altogether. We've eliminated that clunky feature. And now I could picture a Johnny Ives commercial. I'll have to do that for casual photography, make a whole commercial about the antiquatedness of photography. I don't know. Well, whatever. That's the news. And there's not much else. There's a lot of rumors out there about the next iPhones, but it's pretty much the same old crap, and I don't think we need to go back into it again.
No.
So if something interesting comes up in the rumors, we'll let you guys know. But until then, whatever. Let's let it be.
Did you ever, a couple years ago, when they were doing a quote-unquote iPhone concept, where they projected the keyboard out on a table? Did you ever see that?
I've seen that, and I knew that it wasn't going to happen.
Okay. Brookstone actually has a device that does that.
Oh, I know that the technology exists. It's not a fake technology. I'm just saying it's not Apple that's going to do it.
No, no. But imagine.
Imagine.
If
I'm sorry. I listened to the morning stream this morning.
That was a good one. Because they did it last night because it was a PM one, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So imagine if they actually put that on the phone and, you know, that would probably cause people to go, what? Yeah, what? But I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. Actually, I think an Android device will probably come out with it first.
Well, if anything, it's usually Samsung that crams all sorts of crap into the phone. Yeah. And even I don't think they'd be tacky enough to do that. I mean, let's face it, it's not a good feature. That means you have to put down your phone and start going on top of a table. No, it's not going to happen at all.
Well, actually, it might work for the people who carry around a keyboard.
If somebody's going to be carrying around a keyboard, I'm pretty sure Apple could deal without that 0.00001%.
Yeah.
They can carry around the Bluetooth keyboard. None will be the wiser. So
I like the dictation on the 4S.
It's still the same Siri and she still stinks. So let's
see. I don't have a problem with it.
See, you don't. She clearly has it out for me. I'll have to ask her one day. But
yes.
Anyway, let's move on from the news. I think we've said enough. Let's go into a post pick of the week. Post pick of the week. So Matt, I believe it is your turn to pick out this week's awesome photographer.
It is my turn, and this week's picture is from JBennett727.
Nice.
And I picked this picture because I am freaking sick of winter. This winter is just killing us up here in New England. And JBennett727 posted a nice picture of some sort of purple flowers. It's a shot looking straight down at like two open flowers that are like a purple pink kind of color. There's a few unopened like budding flowers in the frame, and then a lot of leaves from this particular plant or whatever. And I just really like the composition. I like the contrast in the picture, and
I love the caption.
Can't wait to see these again. And yeah, and that was part of the reason too that I picked this, because I feel what he's saying there. And you know, this is actually probably one of the most I don't know, like realistic representations of anything that I've ever picked for a post pick of the week.
Yeah, yours is mostly obscure.
Yeah, I always do like abstract, you know, weird stuff. But and that's usually just because I'm impressed with, you know, what people are doing with the apps. But you know, I think this particular photo doesn't need any of that. It's just, you know, I think straightforward. You know, looking forward to spring. That's what this photo says to me. And I think he did a good job with this one.
Very much so. I'm longing for this too.
Plus I'm impressed with the level of detail in the picture.
Ah.
You know, the little flower buds have all these little hairs on them, and you can see like all the individual hairs. And, you know, it looks really good on the iPhone when you're looking at Instagram, but I'm actually looking at it on a IMAX screen, so I could see it, you know, large. It's like 6 by 6 inches or so, and it, even at that size, it looks really good.
It looks really great. That's fantastic. Well done, sir. And if you too want to be part of the post pick of the week, all you need to do is go onto Instagram and add the hashtag TinyShutter. And with the coming of episode 100, I would like to challenge everybody to go through your iPhone photos, whether they're on Instagram or Facebook or, you know, wherever. And I'd like everybody to pick out their, like, maybe top five, top ten. And in addition to hashtag Tiny Shutter, do hashtag Tiny Shutter 100. And we'll probably put out a, you know, do a one big post pick of the week on episode 100. But, you know, I thought it'd be nice to kind of be a little reflective and, you know, go down memory lane and see which ones are awesome.
Yes.
So there you go.
Cool.
What else do we got on deck here? I'm just stalling because I don't have my soundboard up. Let's get into some focus points.
Focus point.
Who would like to go first?
You know, I could do that.
Awesome.
So the past few weeks or whatever, we've talked a lot about, actually, I don't really even know if we've talked about it on this show, but we talked a lot about time lapse.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that we're all doing or trying to do time lapse photos and videos. And so we're doing those on our iPhones. And we've talked about a few different apps to do that. And I came across one that I'd never heard of before, but it looks really super cool. And it is called Lapsit. And there's two versions of it. There's a like a basic version and a pro version. And I'll tell you what the difference is in a second here. basically, this is a pretty full-featured app for making time-lapse and like stop-motion videos with your iPhone. And it is available for Android as well. The cool thing about it is there's no restriction for capture length. You know, so if you want to make like a 10-hour time lapse, you could do that. Or there's no restrictions on the number of frames you could shoot. You can put in soundtracks, which is something that I like to do for a time lapse.
Yes.
I think a time lapse without sound is just weird. And you can even do different like effect filters. You can adjust the focus. Which I'm really curious about. I'm going to have to play with this pretty soon and see how that works. You can adjust white balance and exposure. And then you can do the usual things like, you know, upload directly to social media. You'd save the project in two different formats, which is MP4 or the MOV format.
Yeah.
And then, this is what the difference really between the pro version and the, free version. The pro version's $199 and that $199 will let you save in 1080p, resolution. Whereas the free version, I think you only get 240p resolution.
Ooh. Yeah. That's
yeah. So difference. It's, that's it a is a difference. Definitely a big difference. Yeah, it looks like a really nice app. I'm looking forward to playing with it. And maybe we will visit this again, and I'll let you know how good it is.
Nice. How about you, Joe?
I have an app called Vodio. And what it is it's similar to iMovie. It's a editing app for video. And I've been looking, you know, for something that does a little bit more than what iMovie does, and this actually does it. There's one version to download, and it does a minimum of stuff, but then I broke down and actually got the full-on version, which was $9.99. Mm-hmm. And I can take and place videos in and or pictures, and then I can add audio to it, either dictation or music, and you can actually adjust the I think it's called curves to be able to say you have intro music, You can pick a point within the timeline to be able to have the music fade off and do something. It's closer to a desktop editor on your iPhone. So I did actually use it for I tested it out on my video that I did of changing my battery on my iPhone and added a little bit of music to it, and then I had it fade off and then just played the audio, very basic. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty cool. I think it's a good app. Speaking
of this, is Vodio spelled VODIO?
That's correct. No, VODDIO.
Two D's.
Two D's.
I was pretty sure there was a silent K in there.
Because there is a Vodio with one D. And I actually would have thought that this would have been spelled like audio with a D or with a V in front of it.
Oh.
The way you were describing the app. That's,
yeah.
So I was just curious.
Actually, that one's totally different. Yeah. The other thing too is I'm going to go ahead and post my video of when I changed out my iPhone.
Your iPhone battery.
iPhone battery. Thank you. Every time I do a video, I find mistakes that I've done, and I thought it was going to be neat to just have like a external mic, and I had the iPhone right near, very close to my mouth, so I really didn't need an external mic, and so you can hear crackling noises, and it was like hanging off of me, and then so when the cord would bump, and you know there's that added audio trash in the video, but it's pretty cool. I uploaded it to my YouTube, so I'll link that too.
Awesome. Yeah, it'll be in the show notes. All right, cool. So mine will be real simple. It is an app called Waterlog, and this became pretty popular for a little while. You can tell when an app becomes really popular because Instagram will be filled with it. But Waterlog is a simple app. I've been testing out a lot of painting apps that will basically turn your photo into either an oil painting or watercolor painting. And this
spell it.
It is water and then LOGUE. There's a little picture of a whale on it. It's kind of cute. This app does a really good job of converting your photos into a watercolor. It's not a filter. It actually takes the colors of your photo. I don't know the exact details, but it calculates the contrast, the colors, and it actually starts painting based on the color of the photo. And it does a pretty good job. I actually like it. It's not for every photo. It kind of loses something when you're dealing with people, but with landscapes, flowers, things like that, it does a pretty decent job. And you could change out like what kind of watercolor you want to do. There are several options that it has. Some are very detailed, some aren't as detailed. They're different styles, and I'll post some of them in my Instagram feed. But I like it overall. I think it's a nice little app. And I'd love to try to print some of these out because you are able to save them as large format files or large format for an iPhone, that is. I don't exactly know how large they are, but I'm hoping they're printable. So check it out. It's called Watercolor.
Very cool.
Waterlog.
Sorry.
Now, does it do like what the Corel paint app does?
Similar.
Where it shows it kind of being painted on the canvas?
Yeah. I think it's more in sync with what Auto Painter does rather than Corel. Corel, it was okay, but it's kind of mechanical. It does the painting, but it doesn't feel right. There's that uncanny valley to it. Okay. Auto Painter does a much better job at actually making it look like a painting, and so does this one. I think this is really, really good for watercolors.
Okay.
Cool. We were supposed to do a bit where we were going to talk about what's in our, you know, quote-unquote iPhone camera bags, but we're kind of running low on time. Do we want to table that till next week?
Yes.
All right, cool. So let's do that. And again, share your photos with hashtag Tiny Shutter. Share your best photos with hashtag Tiny Shutter 100. And with that, why don't we tell everybody where they can find us on the interwebs? Joe, why don't you go first?
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
Cool. How about you, Matt?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Sweet. And you can find me, Mark Sadowski, on offthemark.com. That's Mark with a C. And you'll be able to find all my social media stuff, Instagram included. So that's all for this week. Tune in next week where we will keep counting down to episode 100. Maybe we will think of something cohesive. And really, if you are an iPhone photography podcast, let us know that you exist, because we really can't find you. For once, Google is not doing a good job. So let us know. And God knows that iTunes feed does not do a good job with search. So there you go. Let us know you exist. We want to be friends. Yay. Anyway, that's all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.